الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. وقال تعالى: ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا سفر ولا طير ولا حام، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We are in the month of Safar. We are almost 2/3 of the month is finished already. And a few directives which we get from our Shariat, our Deen, with regard to this month of Safar. In this Hadith part, before going on to the subject, one by way of introduction, that we should all increase our Durood Sharif on a Friday. Every day we should try and read Durood Sharif, and minimum try and read 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, and that takes no time. The shortest durood, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or any other durood we can read, and on a Friday we should try and increase our durood sharif. As much as we can, may Allah give us tawfiq. And another thing, not only for due to present times, but all times, try and give some sadaqah every day. Even if it is 1 rand, even if it is a piece of bread, whatever it may be, we should try and give some sadaqah every day. That will help us tremendously, individually, collectively, as a ummah, for everyone. May Allah give us tawfiq. So we are in the month of Safar, and with regard to that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly indeed said, La Safara. That is all the bad luck which people talk. All the superstitious thoughts people have with regard to the month of Safar, that is nothing whatsoever. There is no reality in it. And generally, there is no superstition in Islam at all. Nothing we should take is bad luck. Some people take some days of the month to be bad luck. Some people take some numbers to be bad luck. Some people take some other things, superstitions that we have about cats, etc. Many things people have got superstition. Islam has come to rid us of all that completely. Of all idol worship, it's also in a form a very big superstition. That this idol can do this, this idol can do this. There is absolutely nothing. The reality is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the one and only, the creator. He has created us. He has created everything. Everything is solely and only in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And the more we develop this iman, this yaqeen, the more a person becomes positive, the more a person becomes stronger in every way. Because if Allah Ta'ala's help is with a person, and a person has got the correct aqaid, the correct yaqeen on that aqaid, Allah's help is with that person. Then that person doesn't fear anyone. And this is what all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam hid, and what they imparted to their followers. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this continuous effort on the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they imbibed those qualities. And consequently we see they had no fear of anything. The people in Egypt, In fact, the governor of Egypt, Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was probably, he wrote to Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the people here believe that a girl dressed up in the most expensive, the most beautiful things have to be sacrificed to the river Nile. Then only will it flow and will it irrigate their farms, etc. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote a letter to the river Nile. That if this is that iman they had on Allah Ta'ala. If you are flowing on your own accord, we have got no need of you. If you are flowing by the will of Allah, then flow. And this happened. And this is not one or two cases, so much. So that yaqeen we have to build. And all the superstition of this bad luck, jadu, there is a thing like jadu, but we have overplayed it. And we have made it a scapegoat. We don't do our duties, we don't do our work, and now we say somebody made jadu. That's why I'm suffering just problem, I'm suffering that problem. And it is a very nice and good scapegoat that we are lazy, we don't want to do anything, and we just blame it on jadu. So all these things, we should try and avoid it completely. Our iman must become so strong on Allah Ta'ala. And jadu cannot have an effect also on a person besides the will of Allah Ta'ala, illa bi-idhnillah. If Allah wills it, if Allah doesn't, and if we have our contact with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah gave us all so powerful things, Ayatul Kursi, Allah Ta'ala gave us the quls, all these things and many things and many other ayat of the Quran Sharif, and that it completely negates and it will completely destroy all these effects. So we should not have any of these beliefs within us. We should try and remove them completely. And in this month of Safar, all these practices and superstition, and very sadly, till today, people have got those beliefs also. And people feel that the month of Safar is a day, that month, that there is a lot of bad luck in it. And to have a nikah in this month is bad luck also. Bad luck also. To do anything, to go on a journey in this month is bad luck. Islam negated all that completely. So we should try our best that we stay away from all these things completely. And in that same light again, that we take effect of so many things. We find today, with the things that are happening around us all the time, people are very much affected by that also. Whether it is on the local front, whether it is things which are happening overseas in many countries, whether it is on the political front, whether it is on the religious front, people are getting affected and are wondering that what are we going, where are we going, and in which direction are we going. There again, if we make effort on our iman, and we have trust in Allah Ta'ala, then we have got nothing to fear. Because our small qiyamah will come when we die. And if we are correct, today we are worried of putting the world right, everyone. Generally, people will give advice also to everyone that you have to take a leading role in this matter, etc., etc. But with regard to ourselves, we are negligent. And we all have to address ourselves. Usually we want other people to come right. And this is one of the major causes that we don't succeed in many things. When we worry about everyone else and we don't worry about ourselves. And if everyone worries about himself coming right, then inshallah everyone will be right. For that, it does not negate that we don't make effort on other people. Or the work of Amr bil Ma'aruf and Nahi anil Munkar, all that is 100% on its place. The mission of Tabligh, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came for, is all 100%, and we have to do that. But in the process, we must not forget ourselves. That we completely forget ourselves, and we are only telling other people. So that is a dangerous thing. So everyone worries, and also if we think our success and our failure does not lie outside us, it is within us. And the problems that we are facing are also not outside, they are within us. A simple example is given by our elders, that if we are making jama'at namaz, and the imam made an error, and somebody who is out of the namaz, and he corrects the imam, and imam takes that correction, everyone's namaz will be nullified. And if somebody who is in the namaz, and he gave a wrong correction, and the imam took it, the namaz won't be nullified. So we don't have to worry of outside, we have to worry of inside. As an individual, as a community, the Muslim ummah, we must worry what we have to do. We are very much worried that the enemies are plotting this against us, they are plotting that against us. Shaitan, who is the leader of all the enemies, our nafs who assist them, we are worried about them all the time. But we don't worry about ourselves. If we have to worry about ourselves individually and collectively also, as the ummah also, as small communities that we are in the various parts of the world, and as the whole ummah, if we worry about ourselves more And we have to worry as far as asbab and means are concerned. It does not negate that we don't worry of the onslaughts on Islam, etc. But we are totally almost focusing on that aspect, and we don't want to correct ourselves. And the cause of that is to correct ourselves is very hard on the nafs. The nafs does not want to be corrected. It is easy to pass remarks about other people. It is easy, but whatever is happening locally, whether it is happening politically, whether it is happening abroad, whether it is happening religiously in the religious circles, etc., whatever, to talk about it is very easy. And then commonly we feel quite happy. Like, for example, we will go and we will have a demonstration about something, we will have a march about something, and in the process we might even miss our namazes, we might be violating so many laws of Islam and Sharia, and we will march, etc. We will shout our slogan so loudly that we are so exhausted that the other namazes at home also are gone. Perhaps Fajr also goes, but we are happy within ourselves. Oh, I did the cause of Islam. I served the cause of Islam. And how we marched and how we shouted the slogan, how we forced them to accept a petition, etc. But that doesn't get us anywhere. Until we don't correct ourselves. So the cause of the problem is within us. The solution of the problem is also within us. We just have to correct ourselves. So all the superstition also which is outside, somebody may be making jadu on you. That is an outside thing. But to have its effect on you is your weakness of iman. The more we are stronger, these things don't have effect on us. And the more we have connection with Allah Ta'ala, these things won't have effect on us. Otherwise, we find many people, small little things they find around the house, or just some behavior of some person, how he looked at a person, or that person is making jadu on me. And a lot of this, and it is breaking up homes, it is churning children against their parents, against their close family people, and people are so much involved. The other very sad part of that is, then we start going to amils, fake amils also, then we start going out of the border completely. We go to some gomas, we go to some other witchcraft, doctors, etc., non-Muslim people. And many, many people go to these people. And if you have to believe in them, then the condition of our iman, where does it remain? So we have to be very careful. So all these things are there. The simple solution to it is, we must make effort on our iman. And whenever we make also, we tell other people, it must be the stock now also. Though it appears, I'm telling you people. But if I don't address it to myself, then also I'm also a failure. I myself, you have to address it to yourself first, and together with that, with everyone else. And the more we address ourselves, we are all weak. We all have got our weakness. We will speak on high levels of iman. Doesn't mean we got those high levels of iman. We are speaking of it, that it must come within us. It must come within everyone else also. So that aspect also we have to look after and take care. And the other aspect of whatever is happening in the world at the moment, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't become discouraged. Many people are asking, we are becoming despondent, what is happening? And we are losing hope in what is happening. Allah gave the clear answer, وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَالُونَ. You will be the highest. You will be the winner. You're guaranteed by Allah Ta'ala with a condition. In kuntum mu'mineen. If we bring iman in its reality within us. Not just the words of iman, not just talking about iman, but we make an effort that the reality of iman comes in to us. Of course, I do understand that these talks won't make sense to many people. To the vast majority of Muslims also. If we talk of a political solution, then it makes sense to many people. We talk of education, our solution is in education. We must get our youngsters educated, and by that it is mean by university education, secular education, the Western way of education, then it makes sense to many people. We talk about an economic solution, we must have more money, etc., then it will make sense to many people. But what we understand from Quran and Hadith and from our elders, and we see from the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they have made an effort on Iman. There was no effort on other fronts. It was an effort on Iman. And the effort of correcting ourselves. Those Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who before the advent of Islam, we read the history. What was the condition in any aspect? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with one solution. Qulu la ilaha illallah. Which one now? You, Muhammad Yusuf Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, Kandilwi, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, we have got nothing else besides la ilaha illallah. But in la ilaha illallah is everything. So if we realize that, and we make this effort of getting that within us, then how the Muslims spread in the world, how they ruled the world, how the world was under their feet, It was all by the barakat of la ilaha illallah. And of course with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So whatever is happening in the world, we don't have to spell it out, people know. And the solution to all that is that we bring this reality of Iman, the reality of Tawheed. Shirk comes very easily in a person. One beautiful example to understand, which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to give commonly, that if somebody has to come and put pure gold idols in the masjid, and then we come today at Asr time, or they put it for Jummah namaz, if we came now for Jummah namaz, and somebody has to give a bayan here and said, these idols will fulfill all your needs. All of us will be up in arms. That this is shirk, this is kufr. How can we do that? How can we worship this idol? What can these idols do? Even if they are made of gold, what can they do? So if that person now takes the very same idols, melts them and make Kruger rands out of them, gold coins out of them, dirhams out of them, and now he gives it out to the people, he gives somebody 100 coins, 120 coins, 50 coins, and he said, this will fulfill all your needs. Now all will say, yes, it makes sense, this will fulfill our needs. It's the same thing, but just in a disguised form. In another form, then it's acceptable to us. When it's in the other form, we all reject it completely. So in the same way, shirk comes into a person in various forms. And until and unless we don't make an effort on our Iman, when we go out in Jamaat also and we give da'wat of Iman, that Allah hi se hota hai, Allah is the only doer of everything, nafa nuksan ka malik, Allah hi hai, Allah is the control, it is to bring it within us, the more we going to speak in it. If we go in a khanqa and we are taught our dhikr, what la ilaha, we negate everything if we do it with this consciousness. But illallah, Allah alone is the doer of everything. So if a person 10 times does this, he will purify his heart so much. If he does it 100 times, how much won't he purify his heart? But if the dhikr is done correctly, and if it is just done, we are half sleepy and we are making dhikr, and half sleepy we are saying la ilaha, that there is no Allah, and then we fell asleep, we didn't say illallah, we only said there is no power, there is no qudrat, there is no God, and then we again repeat, when we wake up after a few seconds, la ilaha, again we just there say that. So then our zikr is completely the opposite really. We are just negating everything and we are not making isbat. We are not establishing the uluhiyat, the greatness, the oneness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So all these efforts are our ilm that we are getting. And this ilm is not to find loopholes in our deen. It's not to find how to make things easy for us. Maulana Salim Dorat of UK, Ahmed Barakatum, says when he graduated, he went with his father to visit at his sister's place. It was the days of just after Bakr Eid, Zulhijjah. And during the days of Zulhijjah, of reading the Takbir-e-Tashriq, الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر والله أكبر. So he was a new graduate. So he was talking to his sister Asar. Adhan went and he still was carrying on talking. Then his mother told him few times, his father, hurry up, it's getting late. Then finally they made it just in time for Takbir-e-Ula. Then his father told him, I taught you deen so that, to practice upon deen. Not that you find the loopholes, Takbir-e-Tashriq is not for us. If you don't read it, it's not a guna as such, if you weren't there, etc. And then his father said, since I came to my consciousness, till today I never missed one Takbir-e-Tashriq on those days. Every time. So this is to all that we learn is in order to practice. Allah give us all tawfiq. So our knowledge also is to bring the reality of Iman. Not that we with small, flimsy excuses. We miss out our nafils, we miss out our sunnahs, we are on safar, or we are combining namazes which we are not allowed to, for whom it is allowed, well and good. And all these masail of other people that we bring in, many other masail that we are bringing in, and we are finding loopholes. So that is not the purpose of ilm. And all the other efforts of deen is to bring deen in its reality within us. Then also, today a third point is very, very, very important. The solution also to everything, and which cuts everything right at the bottom of it, before it can grow, is ittiba'i sunnah. To follow the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, sunnah here is to follow the sunnah. Not again our ilm of knowledge is not to find again loopholes that this is a sunnah adiyah. It was a sunnah of the habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is some other sunnah. No, what is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? An established sunnah that we know. We have to follow that. So the solution is that we have to try and bring the reality of Iman, Tawheed, oneness of Allah, and our connection with Allah Ta'ala. That we have to bring. And the other is that we have to bring the Sunnah into our lives as we know them, as they have come from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are all aware there is a complete new picture of Islam that is being presented, that is being promoted, and that is being enhanced throughout the world. And for that again, various sources of knowledge are used for that. And it is taking us away from what we have learned and what has come down in the ummah, and a new modern type of Islam is being prepared, and all this by the enemies of Islam. And they will of course use the agents and the tools within the ummah. So you know, if they have to come, Maulana Abdul Majid Nadeem Sahab, Rahimahullah, used to say that the enemy, when they want to take us onto the wrong path, they won't come and tell us that Islam teaches this. We say there is a Jew, how can we listen to a Jew? There is a Christian, how can we listen to a Christian? There is a Hindu, how can we listen to a Hindu? They will have people within the Muslims. And they will tell us, and they will use people who have authority, people the people respect and look up to, that what he's saying, yes, then it's correct. So we accept it, and we cause a lot of confusion. So if we stick to that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today one very nice phrase that is being coined also, we must make amal bil hadith. Why don't we practice on the hadith? The hadith, they're on various subjects, there are many ahadith. Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, of the UK also, is originally of Pakistan. He says that we go to Saudia, for example, and very easily and commonly the Salafis get hold of a person, they will give you their literature, etc. They will show you, they will ask you, that must we make Rafi Yadain? Pick up our namaz, Hanafi. They will ask you, must we make? We say no. Why? My Ustad taught me. It is in our kitabs. So then he will show you in Bukhari Sharif that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did make Rafi Yadain. So now you are bamboozled, you are, don't know. Yeah, my ustad told me this. In our small kitabs, Ta'limul Haq, it's written, you don't make Rafi Yadain. And yeah, in Bukhari Sharif, it's written. So he asked, who are you going to follow? You going to follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you going to follow your small kitab that you got? So every Muslim will say, we have to follow hadith, we have to follow hadith, we must say, make amal bil hadith. So he say, a simple answer you give them, which won't be a lie also, ask him on this subject of raising the hand, and the other ahadith also. So he'll think that you're a person who knows a lot. Until now, in the haram now, one of our friends, one of the speakers of these lines was saying something, and then he went and asked him a question. He says, no question answer. No question, it's time for salah now. Then they don't want to answer the question. So they will think you know all the other subjects or hadith also. And there are other hadith. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, has chosen those hadith. No problem with that. But just to make a mock out of deen, and just to choose one hadith and try and practice on it, that is out of the question. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on an occasion made namaz without topi, but his whole the sunnah was he practiced wearing topi all the time. Now if he did not on one occasion, now you take that hadith, we must make amal on hadith. Why was that? Find out that condition. That was one rare occasion. So it is very, very necessary that we understand the deen in its entirety. And if today, with the access to internet for everyone, everyone has got access to everything, and everyone feels he's an allama. You can speak to a person who perhaps does not know the ABCs of deen, but when he comes to speak on a certain subject, he will speak like a great authority on it, because he has looked up some things on it, and on that he will speak like a great authority. And if we are going to follow all these things, there will be nothing but confusion. And not today we say we are confused of outside. Between the ulama, we say there is difference of opinion, and difference of opinion is nothing wrong also, and it will be there. But today, really, almost every person is confused within himself also. He himself says, I don't know which way to turn. I don't know what to do. We are confused in ourselves also. And that is because we have allowed ourselves to all these things must have an effect on us. We don't follow one path. If a person follows one path, and from that it becomes clear, if we have a person that we have trust on, and there are people in the world who we call the mashayikh, who we feel this person will teach me the right things, and he is on the right path to Allah Ta'ala. Ask ourselves, ask our heart, and then you follow that one person. In Masail, follow one mufti. That mufti who you are convinced that he is going to take me on the path to Allah. Then you won't have this confusion within yourself. But if you want to formulate your own opinion on all this, you want to take the opinion, look up 5-10 fatwas. And you are not in that position. In the haram we learned, one alim had explained that in the time of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, there was a great muhaddith, Imam Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala. One person went up to him and told him, teach me hadith. So he got very angry on him. He said, the hadith is not for the ordinary person. The hadith is for the fuqaha. You go to Imam Abu Hanifa. He will give you the nature, that he will give you the, extract the juice of hadith and give it to you. Otherwise, hadith, on many subjects you will find different hadith. And as an ordinary person, you will get completely confused. This hadith is allowing something, this hadith is negating something. On the same subject, where do I stand? I don't know what to do. And this is our problem that we want to decide. Follow a faqih. And today also there are fuqaha. According to our standard, our times, we have got great, great fuqaha. Great, great ulama. In our country, in the whole world, they are there present. We follow them. But we want to follow our own, and our whims and desires not only cloud our decisions, they are completely, they have overtaken our decisions. So we will make decisions according to our own whims and desires. And a person who is involved in a certain matter, he will look at his advantages in that matter. And if you go and ask a mufti, he'll give you a completely objective, and he will give you a proper answer, because he will look at the whole of Shariat and he will know what to do. So anyway, this is the month of Safar which we are in, and in this month there are many superstitions, and the superstitious things lead on to these other things also. They make us weak, and they get us confused, and these are also sort of superstitions. What is present, the halat of the dunya, and what is happening in the world, cause and effect. That is one asbab and means which Allah has kept. But we have to realize also our iman is on the ghaib. There is Allah's ghaibi nizam that is also working all the time. There are the malaikas with every person. There is Allah's system which supersedes and overrides the system. And if we have iman, and this is iman bil ghaib, and Allah gave us our five times namaz to have iman bil ghaib. But if our iman is only on asbab, and we don't pay attention to the ghaib and the ghaibi nizam of Allah Ta'ala, and we don't think of qabr's life, we don't think of akhirat's life, then we are going to be facing lot of problems. So may Allah give me and us all tawfiq to understand that we have to build our iman, we have to follow the sunnah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, follow the sunnah and hold on to it by your nawajid. Firmly hold on to the sunnah strongly. That is a simple, otherwise if we have to know politics today, nobody will know what is happening. It is so confusing, whatever is happening, whether it is Syria, whether it is Turkey taking part with this people, helping those people, on this side, what is the secret? Nobody can understand it. So if we follow sunnah, we will be 100% safe, and that is very easy for everyone. May Allah give us correct understanding for myself, for all, and guide us to righteousness, and save us from all these situations which we are facing. Thank you.